Monday, July 29, 2019, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 1:02 PM. I haven't talked to the road department this morning, but Brent did come in with time sheets. Joanne sent me the road report, so.
She's there all the time, pretty much.
I
I don't know if we're going to go over this today or not, but this is, I'm technically supposed to have a budget ready by the end of July. And this is the revenue. This is our beginning balance, and this is the estimated revenue that are going to come in from these funds. And then this is what actually came in last year. And that's 1, 2, 3, 4 pages. So when we go down to the fourth page, I have my little formula here. This is with a 2% pay increase for everybody. So adjusted, we're going to need $5,370,732 in property tax asking. So I brought that over here into my formula, and I added $1.2 million in cash reserve. So our actual tax asking is this, okay? I estimated the value, and I don't know, the way protests went, I think it's going to be down more yet. It's very hard to see, but 2018 we had 1.8 was our value, and I estimated 1.742. I don't know.
I don't think.
I went down 50 million. I don't know. And then, so the levy last year was 0.38, and if this figures hold true, it's going to drop to 0.37. But I don't know. I don't know what that value. That value comes in, this whole formula changes, and that levy will go up if this value goes down. If the value goes down, the levy.
Why would a guy want to even change the levy? Or do you have to?
You want to leave it at last year's levy and just put more in cash reserve?
I would say, because if you think about it,
yep.
If somebody taxes changes, goes up, that's bad news. If it goes down, everybody's happy. But then the following year, something else might happen.
Yeah.
And then the guy got to take it back up again, and then people are like, hey, what's my damn taxes going up?
I know. It's nice to say your levy went down, but...
I know it.
But maybe...
But I don't know if it really matters that much. I mean, it don't to me.
Okay.
I mean, I know now...
People say if your value goes up, your levy should go down. But most people, the farmer's value went down.
Yeah.
So if our levy stayed the same, I think we could justify that. Here's the expenses. Here's what year-to-date total is. This is actual spent. This is what the officials requested. This is what the proposed is with the 2% pay increase.
Who's the officials?
All the department heads.
Oh.
Okay.
County assessors, county treasurer.
The very last is my restricted funds lid, which is, again, a lot of formulas. I have to pull over the property tax request. I have to add in what they call restricted funds, which is state money. So now it says that we actually have this much restricted funds cash, which means it's property tax cash. And then I get to...
But that'll get spent between now and the next year, right? I mean, it ain't like we can't count on staying there, are we?
No.
What do you think about that, Tony?
Well...
It's not changing the levy.
Larry says don't lower that levy.
What is that, Larry?
We don't know the value yet. It's a guess.
That's exactly. We don't know the value.
No, we don't. And another thing of people, for example, not so much myself, is, but you take people, if you raise their taxes, you're pissed off. If you lower them, they're happy. But if we turn around a year from now and raise them again, they forgot about the decrease they got the year before.
Yeah, you're right.
I would be more than happy to leave it the same and just put the money into cash reserve.
Something to pay off old debt or something.
That's a good idea.
It ain't like...
It's definitely something to look at once we get the final numbers in.
Yeah. August 18th is when the value is to be certified.
Where Jeff has to tell us exactly what everything's worth.
So by next meeting, you guys will have some kind of information.
Some kind of preliminary numbers. She's got that.
Next meeting is the 12th. This is...
This is preliminary without knowing what the value, what the value is. This is the expenses, what everybody requested, what we just, only thing we adjusted so far, because Janet and Marty and I haven't met, again, was just putting everybody at 2%. Some people asked for 4%, some people asked for 5% pay increases.
Yeah, but I think sorry, it's a levy. I think what
hey,
levy,
it hi makes guys, sense. How
are you doing?
I'm back.
How's your vacation?
It was wonderful.
You had a good time?
Yeah, last year was beautiful.
Did you get to go across that bridge that went nowhere?
Nope.
Oh, you never?
Didn't get to go across that one.
Sarah Palin built that one to Russia. You know?
Oh.
No, it was out to an island.
No, we didn't get to do that one.
There was nothing that happened at the island either. There weren't even goats out there.
Really?
So they said.
But if they were,
the government funding at work, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
It's quite a place, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful. And the weather was good, too. I was worried it'd be too cold. And
mm-hmm. They're having their warmest summer ever up there
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I mean, that's just the way I feel about it. We don't know what the future holds either. We have another one of these storms again.
Oh, yeah.
Yet this year, I mean.
Huh. So the preliminary, the long sheet there is just kind of the preliminary tax stuff. No, the long one. No, you're right. Yeah. And so we're going to get together with Joan maybe next
okay.
week and kind of take a look at it and see. Everything's looking pretty good.
Yeah, that's what she said.
If you're looking on page 4 or 5 there, she's kind of
yeah.
got it.
Official request, board, proposed.
Hopefully the valuation is somewhat close to what we're guessing it's going to be.
Okay, good.
Looks like the ag ground went down like 7% to 9%, so but I think that's already figured in there.
So that resolution is coming to us today. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not coming today. I don't know, but that we read that we got an email. We got an email.
Well, see, houses went up, and I hope they're not going any further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people are up. They're
angry. Bad enough.
They're angry. Yeah.
Thing we got to watch out for too is, you know, 2 years ago federal prisoners were 144,000.
Mm-hmm.
This year though, they're going to be like 554,000. You know, so that's $400,000 difference. You start building the fact that we have these prisoners into the budget, and then you get a different administration and things
something
change. You know, then
yeah.
nothing says that's going to continue to happen.
So we
had
144,000
in 16-17. It's great now. Woodbury County's trying to build a jail. If that happened, I would think we'd probably lose most of what we have, but it sounds like it's going to take them a long time to get that going if they do get it going.
Uh-huh. These are expenses mostly, aren't they, here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, these are expenses on the front. No, there's a revenue page. Is it yours say revenue at the top of the page, top right-hand page?
Oh, yeah, there we go. I see it. Revenue. Yep. So they're projecting revenue of 300 some thousand from federal prisoners?
Let me see here.
In 17-18 went from 161, and we're adopting a budget that's doubled that?
Yeah, this year, you know, last year we were at almost $500,000.
Okay.
And the pace we're on.
So this is conservative then?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. I see 8.
Compared to the last year, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't, okay.
Yeah.
There's some, I don't really believe, item E, under new business.
E? Mm-hmm.
Ben Rasmussen?
Yeah, tell them to put the light at Stable Drive.
Where is Stable Drive?
They're down by the Pony Express gas station now.
Oh.
Bad again. I mean, it's long overdue, but.
Yeah, and he's doing it probably for the fire department, because they're the ones that cover all the accidents there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're probably wanting
to. I mean, have they had an accident there lately?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they?
Yeah, they have had.
I mean, usually they got several a year there. Yeah. Pretty serious ones, too.
It's hard to get a light in. Back when I was with the sheriff's office 30-plus years ago, this intersection out here, I don't know if you remember, it didn't have a stop sign. 3577 didn't. And the time I worked there, we had 13 people killed there in 12 years at that accident. And every time we had an accident, any kind we put, you have to have a... You can check a box, should there be an engineering study. And the state hates it when you do that, because if you check that, they have to come back up. So they were kind of off all the time. And it was a hell of a fight to get them to put that light in. And in the 30 years since, I think there's been 3 people killed there. And for a time, there was one a day. Or one a year.
One a year.
Amazing. I know. I don't know.
That was terrible.
I heard that the state, you got to kill so many people in an intersection before
they... Before they'll
they got a number to go by.
I drove up on an accident there one time. It was a semi that hit a gal from Norfolk, and both drivers were killed. But the semi, it had knocked the motor out of the truck. It was setting upright on the highway, and it was still just idling and dying as I got there. I got there just right behind the accident. It was knocked out, and the damn thing was still idling. Huh. It was a milk truck. That entire ditch was just full of milk.
Amazing.
So at least preliminarily, the budget doesn't look terrible. So.
No, I guess it doesn't.
It was more concern last year than it is this year, far as I concern, I think.
Yeah.
Last year we were...
Yeah, it's kind of surprising, too, because last year, believe it or not, I mean, all the driving I do, we didn't have that much rock on the roads going into this spring. There wasn't that much rock put on the roads the last 2 years. And, well, last fall because of that storm.
Yeah.
Last fall we did, but prior to that, there was a lot of roads out there that needed rock.
How's it looking now?
Pretty dang good. There's not many places.
Yeah.
You know, that L over there east of, that mile road east of him, that needs some. I kind of see why the feet are being drugged there, because there's only one guy back there that really serves. You know, it's that loop that comes around and goes back to Fiddler, you know.
When they make that minimum maintenance road back into a regular road, I thought we had to do something in our meetings to...
Well, we never closed that part of it. Oh, but you mean back to a real road? Well, I guess I really don't know.
Yeah. And they should. I mean, if they're building a new home back there, they should.
Yeah.
But I just thought it's something that we'd be a little more aware of.
My understanding is, and I don't know who told me, that Fred told Murray that the county wasn't going to do anything with the road other than gravel. And so he said, well, that's fine, I'll have luck
do the dirt work.
Yeah, but to me, it looked to me like it'd be better if a guy just right up there more of an angle with that hill.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you, because I drove up there and looked at that. Like, see, that water's going to run right down that lane and cut across that county road.
Right.
Where if it's swept over by that cottonwood tree.
Right.
And just put a culvert in the lane and everything would stay there.
Right. And even if it took 100-foot of culvert, be there, man, and a wire there, kind of like, I mean, ain't the end of the world, so you got to spend $2,000 to put a culvert in.
Yeah.
It looks to me like it'd be the right thing to do.
We don't have a jail report or a road report, right?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Pretty good.
Hi, Kimberly.
How
are you?
Good.
Good.
I wanted everybody to have a copy of that letter.
Okay. And then, thank you.
supposed to be here, but if he's not, Deanna's here.
No, he's on his way.
Okay.
They're between.
He's at the end of. He's towards the end.
Yeah.
Hi, Deanna.
Hello.
And then, is there a copy of the True Nebraska thing in our file? Requests for resolutions. Yeah. Fracture in Paul Buderan, 20 Express. Well, and I don't know if we'll. We're going to have to act on it anyway.
There's the original of that, and there's the original of this.
Who's this? They're.
Sulan, you gave him a.
We gave him a liquor permit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And not too long ago, and now we're doing another event fundraising event.
And I actually set up for this one. I'll be here because I sit on the funding authority.
Tony, you still do the planning. You still do the planning and zoning for the county. No.
Oh, I do.
Oh, Larry.
Okay. I think I missed the last meeting.
A grain bin. Do you need a permit to build a grain bin?
Huh. I don't know.
I would say you do because it's something that's picked up on taxes.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a tax bill, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Without some sort of way.
That's how they know.
John Neal.
They will now with the new flyover deal they're doing. Mm-hmm. All right, we should probably get going. Go ahead and call the Board of Commissioners meeting to order. We don't have Board Equalization for once. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom. It's available for review by all citizens in attendance. Take roll call.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Yes. Janet? Here. All right, we'll start with any public comment. If anybody has a public comment on anything that is not on the agenda for today, if anybody would like to comment on that, anything that's not on the agenda? please come forward. All right, looks like we don't have anything there. We'll go ahead and go to the consent agenda items. Approve the previous minutes from July 15th, 2019 would be our consent agenda item for today.
I'll make a motion to approve the previous minutes.
I'll second that.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
All right, new business. Approved payroll claims from the period July 14th, July 27th. I came in a couple hours ago, went through payroll. Everything seemed to be in order. So.
Move to approve accounts payroll.
Second.
I mean payroll, excuse me.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, I'll abstain.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
All right, is Natalie here? Wellness specialist for Mercy?
Nope.
All right, we'll go ahead and skip her. If she comes, we can always hop back there. Tom Scott, Ho-Chunk? Requesting approval of a special designated liquor license for an event at Attica Downs Racing Track on September 14th from noon to 5 p.m. The underlying liquor license would be the Pony Express right there by the property.
My name is Tom Scutt. My address is 1404 Fort Crook Road South, Bellevue, Nebraska. I'm here today on behalf of Ho-Chunk Incorporated. I'm their corporate counsel, and I'm here in support and to ask for the temporary liquor license as described. We had a license last year for the same event. Nothing has changed. I have the dimensions for the beer garden slash area that will be serving liquor will be the same as it was before. We do expect about 1,500 people. Well, last year we were right around there, we believe. And the only change is that we're going to be asking for permission to serve alcohol from 12 till 5. I think last year was 1 to 5. But that's all. I'm here if you have any questions.
Did they have security last year along with that event?
They did have security at that event. The method they use is to get in, it's a controlled access beer garden. To get in, you have to have ID and you receive a wristband. And then any liquor is to be, your alcohol should be consumed within the boundaries of the area. But they did have security there.
Their own security, or did they?
Their own security. They were wearing black security outfits, okay. So black security shirts.
Sure.
To designate them from, you know, just the random person.
Okay.
That might be doing it. I don't know if they used a security organization or not.
I know a lot of times they'll have a couple of off-duty officers work something like that, weddings and such. So
that would be my preference.
Is that something that we would want to stipulate to?
Just one or two off-duty officers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would have a problem with that.
Okay. Do you think that we'd have any trouble manning that if we had a situation?
To me, it's the union guys that do that.
Okay.
So Brian's not here today, but I don't think it would be an issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why don't we go ahead and have two guys there? Just everybody's in a little better situation then.
It's a little crazy world we live in.
Yeah.
We were reminded yesterday, so I don't necessarily have a problem with that.
So let's go ahead and do that provisional with getting to, they can just contact the, through the sheriff's office. Is that the best way to do it?
It's a union, so it's the PD or the sheriff's office.
Okay.
Right.
We'll get in touch with the proper people then.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the designated liquor license for Ho-Chunk on September 14th from 12 to 5.
I'll second that.
I was very well attended last year. I saw there were a lot of people there. So.
Well, I'm going to try and make it out there.
Okay. What is the event?
It is the races at
horse races.
Horse races.
Yes, at the Attica Downs. Every year, you're allowed to have the races.
Right.
And this is, I think there's like four or five races.
Yeah.
It's much more of an event than a race.
Very good. All right. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom's.
Larry.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Martin.
Yep.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes. Is there anybody here from Walt Buderam of Siouxland Inc.? They again were going for a conditional special designation liquor license for an event. They have their app filled out. Is that right, Joan?
Yes, they do.
They have an same thing. They have an event fundraiser, and it's from noon to 10 p.m. on September 1st. At 500 142nd Street, which is their little, is their temple there at the edge of town.
Same as it was last time, earlier this year?
Yeah. And they've done that in the past.
And did he have any issues last time? No.
No, what, okay. No.
Okay.
So they have a deal. They have food and stuff out there at the temple there, and they've done it a number of times over the last several years, and I've never had an incident with it.
I can make a motion to allow this group to what? Buderam? Is that the name of the group?
Yeah, I believe so. Yep.
Siouxland to have their liquor license on September 1st from 12 to 10 for their fundraising event.
I'd second that.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Can we act on the deal with wellness if we don't have a representative here? There's just informational. Is Clint coming, Deanna?
Yes, he is. He called me about 10 till, and they were just coming into homeroom, so.
Okay. We can go ahead and take a look through the county road report for a few minutes. Fred, I believe, is on vacation. Larry, you said that the culvert on which one had you gone to, and that they had installed the new culverts on what street? 250th, or was it the one on S Avenue?
S.
Okay.
Yeah, 250th. I can't remember if anything was done there or not.
Okay, it has 88 hours on the one on South
S.
Or on S Avenue, and you said it appeared to be installed.
It was done Saturday. I was over there and there was nothing there. Well, the excavator was still sitting there, but it was quite rocked and what have you. The road was open.
Okay. All right.
But that, 250th, I can't remember if there was anything done over there or not. Must have been if they got it down.
Yeah. You know,
it's
got
a gear.
Okay. It looks like Nottoway and Elma. Again, Elma, I was on it yesterday, and it could definitely use a little, there's a lot of rock on it. It needs to be graded.
See, not a way that's done. I was out there.
Okay.
I know that's done.
Okay, very good. All right, we'll go to Clint Rasmussen from the Dakota City Fire Department. A letter of support for the Dakota City County Commissioners for the traffic light at 77 and Stable Drive.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon.
How's everybody doing?
Okay. Good.
Again, Clint Rasmussen with the Dakota City Fire Department. Kind of talking about Highway 77 and Stable Drive. Kind of gave you some background. About 3 years ago, we sent a letter to the Roads Department concerning of that intersection being a very busy intersection. They did a traffic study. They come back. and there were results that nobody was killed at that intersection. Well, a month later after that letter, we did have a fatality. Jumping back to now, you know, the speed limit went up to 65, so it's making the intersection more. Probably the last two to three months, we probably had like 6 accidents there, and one causing another fatality. So this time we sent in another letter. I think you might have it. This is what we're sending. So this time I'm kind of going around seeing that the county commissioners, maybe Sheriff Kleinberg, and maybe even Deanna, if you give them permission to send a letter to, just trying to find some more support. If you guys believe that intersection is bad, I can tell you it's only going to get worse, you know, with maybe the, you know, the casino. I mean, you have Attica on one side, all the trailer court. This is just a busy intersection. And most all the accidents were people coming out of the the side streets. It wasn't, you know, north-south. Yeah, it was not north-south accidents. It was people coming off the side street from at a stable drive on both sides. Just, there's so much, you know, so many lanes. There's so, you know, people not paying attention. They're trying to cross lanes and causing a major accident. And like I said, with the speed limit going up to 65, we're seeing some heavy crashes there. And like I said, we'd like to see something done. If it's a stoplight, or that would be, because we don't want to go to another, and I'm sure the sheriff's department don't want to go to another house to say, you know, something happened to their family member because of busy intersections. So
I know I discussed this earlier with most of you. Back 35 years ago when I was with the sheriff's office, we were in the same situation at 3577. And leading up to the time that we finally got him to do that, we would just always mark an engineering study should be done at the intersection, and they'd come up, and then we'd go round and round on it. But we had 12 people killed there in 13 years. And in the 30-plus years since then, there's been 3 people killed there. So it does make a difference. It does make a difference. So, yeah, I think it's certainly
worthwhile. So, like I said, this is to see if you guys would support a letter to the roads department with the fire department. So.
What do you think, guys?
I don't see why not.
Yeah. I think I have investigated.
Twice I'm on. I just love that farm. 2 different times. But that's a killer deal because you got people turning so many directions there.
Ramp north, I know.
People coming from the south want to turn into the Tompkins area. And if you're coming out of Tompkins area, you're in trouble because you got these guys coming down to turn left at the Dakota the Pony Express, and you got the cross traffic.
Yeah,
it's a settlement guy. I don't go there anymore, and I have to, actually.
Well, the rotunda, you know, it keeps building, so you're going to continue to get more traffic.
And there's people actually don't use that intersection. They'll go clear up to the truck wash and over to Sioux City if they're going to go to the mall, you know, to avoid it.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's getting worse. We have all the truck traffic from the Taylor Martin sales, which greatly increases the amount of traffic that's turning in there. And with our accident reports, there's no longer a box for engineering study. So I think maybe,
and I don't know,
you start.
It just seems like to me, in the last 5 years, it just seems like just the general traffic in the county, it just seems like the traffic count is up. It seems like there's more vehicles everywhere.
It is. It is. And I have a feeling the port plan, it could have something to do with the port coming in from the south and the west and stuff out in that area.
Yeah.
Not to mention trucks for other materials like boxes and
pallets.
When did you do the last study? Pallets, do you remember when that last study was done? There was one. We did
it. It was over 3 years ago.
Yeah, I would say it's been three years.
Okay. I wonder if they have we just did it then.
Yeah. So the state ultimately does the investigation and makes the decision.
Yeah.
But we can encourage them.
I'm hoping if we can get some more support. Letters to them that stating that intersection is a public safety to Dakota County and for residents, that it should be looked at seriously, and we go from there, I guess.
All right, well, I appreciate it, Glenn.
Yeah.
Appreciate for everything you guys do when you get called out there every time and everywhere else.
Appreciate you guys' time.
You bet. Thank you.
One thing, Clint. I know it's ultimately up to the state, however they handle it. And maybe I'm just not seeing it as I look here. I mean, were you recommending lights? Because I know they're popular with their roundabouts, and that's a lot of traffic for a roundabout.
I think the lights would be the ultimate goal.
Okay, so is that something you put in your letter to request, or?
Yeah, we can.
I mean, I don't know if that has any bearing on what the state does, if we, because we're the ones dealing with it. I mean, ultimately, but.
Okay. Yeah, we would be definitely recommending lights there.
Signals, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the roundabout, I think, would just be a nightmare. But
no way.
But ultimately, it's.
Yeah, because there was plan. I don't know if there was plans to put a roundabout at 77 and 35, and far as I know, it's still. The drawings are there. I don't know where it's at as the top priority, but lights would be definitely the way to go in this situation. So.
Excellent. Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Thank you, Clint.
Thanks, Clint.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. All right, then. Do we want to just draft a letter and then sign it? And do that?
Take action.
Yeah.
That be done, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I would make a motion that we write a letter in support of Mr. Chief Rasmussen's request to have a look taken on Stable Drive and Highway 77 there where they've been having numerous accidents.
I'll second that.
Barton?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
All right. Approved resolution 19C-026 for the signing of project program agreement for 2019 fracture critical bridge inspection with the Nebraska Department of Transportation. There's a copy of that, I think, in everybody's file. It looks like it's something that we do with the state to have them look at those properties or those bridges.
This is term, the 20% may be funded with county soft match balance and like full print. What does that mean?
On the front page.
It says 80%. The federal share is 80%. The county is 20%, but it can be funded with soft match balance.
In other words, it's kind of like an in-kind.
Okay, so no cash. They just
right.
Okay.
They take it out of what we have for balance in our match program, federal, state monies for bridges and roads. They just
so we don't have it in this budget here at all.
No. They're saying that we could just pay them for doing it. But
this is a better way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is.
Yeah.
We need to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to.
And they give us an estimate of $13,448.
Mm-hmm.
And our 20% match being used then would be the
$26,89.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's right. Okay. I move to approve the resolution 19C-026 for the project program agreement and fracture critical bridge inspection in the last presentation.
I'll second that.
How often do they do that?
How often is it inspected?
Every other.
I think it is every other year.
And those are the addresses of the six
the
bridges?
Yeah.
What they consider the primary. Okay.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep. Sheriff Kleinberg requesting board approval of a memorandum of understanding between Dakota County Sheriff's Office, South Sioux City Police Department to combine investigative personnel and resource for major crimes while maintaining individual agency autonomy.
That's a big one.
That is a lot of syllables there.
So good afternoon. This is basically something that we've already done. For some reason, this time, Chief Mahon ran it through all the powers that be, but we've had this in place for quite some time. And I think you do have a copy of it, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
in a nutshell, it's if something really serious happens, you guys can work together.
Well, when we were still at the LEC, we used LEC funds to make a trailer that has evidence collection in it and things like that. The problem isn't so much the equipment, it's training someone who will pass the courts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we do share all this stuff, but basically that's our issue, is having manpower to send them to training to do evidence collection. We're not big enough to be able to do that. So. But that's what this agreement is.
Yes.
Okay. So we keep sharing everything, and everybody's still happy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. As long as everybody's still happy.
That's all that matters. And not getting run over by forklifts.
All right. I'd make a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between Dakota County and South Sioux Police Department.
That.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Giese, Treasurer requesting approval of Treasurer's semi-annual report from January 1st to June 30th, 2019 funds.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is just my semi-annual report that goes in the paper for your information. The one item that we always seem to talk about is on the inheritance fund, which is $2,700, the inheritance tax and the extreme rate, and that sits at $329,000.
$329,000.
So. It's been higher, it's been lower, and hopefully...
Yeah, a little higher.
So the balance, we got a nice 329.
Yeah. Everything going all right over there?
Yeah, we got a new DMV program coming out in October, and so everybody's...
The system is so slick.
I see the DMV office here will be training too, so statewide. Mm.
I stopped over today to get a couple license plates, and it's just so nice how they just scan it in and they have you total, and it's really streamlined that service.
It'll even be quicker when they're done. That's what they're telling us.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so this is just for your approval. I have one copy here, Marty, that you and I and Joan need to sign, so I can just leave that, and,
okay.
And I'll get that later.
All right, very good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to do our...
I'd like to make a motion to approve a treasurer's report from Bob D.C.
Second that.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
In a little bit, we're going to make our quarterly visit over to the jail. First, let's go through. Anybody have any commissioner committee reports? I did a week ago have my meeting over at Region 4. They've upped our request a little bit in Dakota County, just like everybody else. They're asking each county helps fund that along with the state, so we pay a quarterly bill to Region 4, but it's also nice. I was able to catch up with a lot of commissioners from other entities, and especially with the tax request on the 425, the people with the flooding, a lot of people had a lot of insight on that, and but that's all I have. It was very good. All right. Mail and emergency business. So there's going to be a public hearing, South Sioux City Planning and Zoning Commission, on Wednesday, July 31st at 4 p.m. South Sioux City Hall Chambers regarding a redevelopment plan, general redevelopment plan for the northeast redevelopment area, amendments to the plan, and area amendments by Roy Don LLC. Just something we probably want to be aware of, just to know how it's would affect us.
Area, I think.
Yeah.
Everybody got it. I think I sent it out rather than printed it out.
Yeah.
But it's the whole chunk.
Yeah, it's the whole chunk area there.
So that I'll write an email.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on the, I'm actually on South Sioux Planning and Zoning Committee, so I'll be sitting in on that, and anything that affects us greatly, I'll sure let the board know.
Okay. Thank you, Marty.
And then there's a request for resolution in support of Kerry Jensen, TrueNebraskans.com. I think that was emailed to everybody, too. So I think it's talking about tax relief and
I looked into that a little bit, and it's the way it's looking, it's about a 30-35%, but it's not a tax break of not paying it. It looks like what they're doing is they're coming in from your actual income taxes that you'll get this 30% off or credited towards your Nebraska income tax. So you're still paying your property tax, but you're getting a 30% credit on your income tax.
Mm-hmm.
But what they also added, and I'm not sure the entire list, they also took away the tax breaks of about 20 non-taxable items that currently aren't taxed in the state. It also looked at increasing the cigarette tax from 60 cents to $1 a pack.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really out and out a break from your property taxes. It's just a different way of giving
you credit. Reshuffling.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think they're wanting us to. Is there anyone here? No, there's no one here from this organization. I guess before I would sign off, I would want one of them to come talk to us and really explain to us the inner workings of this before we jump all in with this.
I
guess that's my feeling.
I agree with you. And good job doing a little research on that. I think, too, go ahead and read it at your leisure, kind of go through it, and then if we're approached and somebody comes to our meeting, I think it'd be a time to act on it.
It's my understanding that they're going to try to get enough signatures to put it on the ballot to vote for it.
Yeah, it sounds like they've tried this and it just kind of died at the unicameral. But that was my understanding.
I just agree with you, Kevin.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah.
So this website has that information, Kevin? Just go to that website? Is that what you did?
Yes. Okay. I went to that, and then I just kind of jumped around on Google.
Okay.
And reading different articles from newspapers. And I don't remember the whole list. There's like 20 things that it would take away the tax breaks.
Uh-huh.
I remember one sticking out was like soda isn't taxed. Well, it would now be taxed. And certain food items would be taxed. Yeah, it had stuff to do like that.
So they're trying to give you a break if you're a property owner, and then find the revenue to replace it with.
Yeah.
Sales
with
tax.
Other taxes.
Sales tax and excise taxes.
Yeah, it also looked at increasing the base sales tax, if I remember right, by about 1%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just take it out of one pot
back in another. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The property tax, you'd still pay your property tax. It would just give you a credit, potentially, on your income tax.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be
weird.
I think it'd be a lot of rewriting if you start messing around with tax codes. But
the legislature didn't pass it, so that's why it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're trying to get on it again. Okay.
Yeah, the legislature did not pass it, so they're trying to circumvent the
the legislature and direct it to you.
All right, I think we'll go ahead and do our jail tour, and then we'll adjourn from there, right?
Yes, sir.
Here's your envelope.
What are you doing?